Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. The Doane College Tigers in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader this afternoon and this evening as we at the women's game up first. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, obviously your team's got to be excited to play Doane. Anytime the Tigers come in here, it's going to be a good game.
Well, we expect everybody we play to be a good game anymore. And Doane, you know, with the rivalry between the two schools, they get very excited for it, and there's actually a lot on the line now with the two of us battling in that fifth place spot. They've moved up into contention for that position, and so you not only have a good rivalry game, you have a good matchup, but you have some playoffs on the line here as well.
Hastings has lost our last two ball games. We have really dug ourselves into a hole in the GPAC, haven't we?
Well, we have, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The good news is, if there is any good news in this period, is that we've still consistently played very strong defense, was disappointed with our rebounding in the last ball game, and obviously we've got to get some perimeter shooting again, or you can't depend on your inside game to score 70 points a game for you. Our perimeter people have to step up and start hitting some threes again.
Important stress for us, and it seems like we've been talking about that for the last couple of weeks, but some important games coming up with Doane tonight and then Briarcliff this weekend and then on the road at Northwestern next Saturday. So this is going to be probably the toughest part of your schedule, isn't it?
Well, you know, we've been saying that all season long, though. There was a stretch just before Christmas where we had Briarcliff and Northwestern and Kansas Wesleyan and the three games in California, and we thought that was a really rough six-game stretch. There was a point in the preseason where we had about four KCA schools back-to-back, and they were all in the top 15. So it's been a challenging schedule all year long. I've liked how we battled with it all the way through. I'm certainly not pleased with the results in the last at least 10 days for us to 2 weeks. But, you know, we've got to get the ship righted. I was listening to Boston's coach talking the other day, and, you know, they're 4-8 with the Celtics, and he said, I like our energy, I like our spirit, but the bottom line is we've got to produce better, and that's where we're at. We've got to produce better and make sure we get a win at the end of the game.
He's dropping two games, like we said, to Concordia and to Dakota Wesleyan. What has happened to all the offense all of a sudden?
You know, comes down to our three-point shooting again. We've had the inside game. We've had the transition game that we've had most of the season. But when we've been successful, we've hit 6, 7, 8 threes each ball game. And in the last couple of ball games, you see us go back to 1 for 12, 1 for 13 again. And you just have to have that type of balance between your inside-outside game, especially in this league, where you know you have to score at least 65 to 70 points to win. And as even as well as our defense is playing, we can't expect our defense to hold teams under 50.
Are we getting the same type of shots, same looks at the basket? They're just not going down right now?
You know, I think so. You know, as we look at the shot chart, as we look at the people shooting the ball, it's all the same. Now, during the Christmas break, we had Brittany Wong that really shot the ball well. She was 3 for 3 in one ball game. She was 3 for 4 from behind the three-point line in another ball game. And so there was a big part of that 5 or 6 threes that we need a ball game. Early in the season, we saw Taz Urich get very hot, and she'd have 4 or 5 threes herself in ball games. And in the last couple of games, you saw Kaylee Raggett pick up that scoring slack from the perimeter. So we've got to at least get one and hopefully two, possibly even a third shooter get hot out there and get that defense extended out again so that we can put some points on the board.
Shooters just have to kind of shoot their way out of this funk, don't they?
You know, that's a great question, and coaches battle that all the time. I always tell our guards that when they lose their shot, it's in the gym. They just got to get in and put in enough shots to where they find it again, and we've certainly put in some time shooting the basketball, but it's a confidence thing. And when you're shooting the basketball well, the rim looks like it's about 18 feet across, and when you're shooting it badly, it looks like it's about 2 inches across. And so that's where we're at right now. We're in a slump, from a confidence standpoint, we just don't have that same feel that we had 2 weeks ago even.
The same is not true on the other end of the floor. Defensively, we continue to play very, very well.
We do. If we could somehow just play half court and only play the defensive game, we might be 21-0 right now. I'm very pleased at how hard we're working. I'm very pleased at how we are competing. And a lot of times the defense really is where it starts to show when the kids start giving up on a season, or they really start lacking confidence because they start making mistakes, and now all of a sudden they start giving up 60, 70, 80 points a ball game. We have been competing night in and night out. We just have to help ourselves again with some shooting.
At Dakota Wesleyan, neither team shot the ball real well, so obviously there was a lot of rebounds to get, but we were absolutely crushed on the boards the other day, probably one of the negatives coming out there.
Yeah, there was. They had 26 offensive boards that resulted in 18 points for them, and of course when you lose by three, that ends up looking like a big statistic. As we talked about, they took a lot of threes as well, which means the ball's going to bounce over our post players' heads, and it's got to be picked up by the guards. Well, the guards get a little anxious to get out and get into transition, and so they left a little early, and consequently Dakota Wesleyan stepped in there and picked up some second, third chance points. And so it's we love the fact that our transition gets out, but our guards have got to be a little more disciplined to make sure that we have possession of the ball before they try and get out and get into running lanes. And so we emphasize that in film this week.
It's Doan in here tonight to take on Hastings. We'll come back and talk about the Tigers as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. The Broncos getting set to take on the Doan College Tigers for the second time this season. They beat us in Crete earlier this season, coach, 75-74. Seems so long ago. Can we take anything but personnel out of that game?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing. I think the other thing is that we've got to make sure that our athletes remember that they're a very offensive-minded team. They have perimeter shooters. They have people who can put it on the floor and drive. Their posts are very mobile and really present some challenges for us. So we're going to have a great defensive effort to make sure that they don't get up into the 75-80-point range again.
They hit 7 3-pointers. I think 7 out of 10 from three-point range the first time around. Do we do anything different? Do we guard the three-point line any differently?
Well, we played a lot of zone in the last ball game because their posts were really hurting us inside in the man-to-man. I think you'll see us in a lot more man-to-man tonight. I think you'll see zone and situations. They have a lineup where they can really put some shooters out on the floor and extend our defense. And when we see a couple of those people come into the ball game, even if we are playing zone, we'll be jumping back into the man-to-man. And so we'll try and use our zone in certain situations, probably if we get into a little foul trouble, something like that, maybe even to rest our bigs a little bit. But other than that, you'll probably see us trying to crowd those shooters a little bit.
Ashley Daly was one girl. She shot the 3 3-pointers, scored 9 points the first time around. They got a Upanisi girl and a Braithwaite girl that all hit 3-pointers against you. Talk about the people we have to shut down tonight.
Well, Upanisi is kind of interesting. She doesn't start for them. She only plays 20 minutes a game. But in the last three games that we've played against Doan, she's been all world. She likes our colors or something like that. Very athletic, very mobile person, and Dostal now gives them a second forward like that that really creates a challenge for our posts. You know as well as I do, we kind of prefer the power game down low, and these people are going to move us around and extend us, and they're going to drive on us all the time. So our posts really have to move their feet well because, like I said, we need to stay out of the zone with certain lineups that Doan put on the floor because they'll shoot us out of it at that point.
This is like two different teams all combined to one team in it.
Well, it's a potent offensive team. They're averaging 71 points a ball game, and they scored 75 on us last time. And at that point, no one had broken 60 points on us. That was the first team that scored more than 60 points. And they rattled us a little bit early in the ball game by just hitting inside, outside drives, anything that they wanted. And so this is a very, very potent offense.
What about our offense? Obviously, we've talked about it. We're struggling. What can we do against the Doan defense tonight?
Well, we'll probably try and do a little more isolation where we isolate two people on the side, Taz and Alicia, or Brittany and Alicia. Get that backside help out of there a little bit. We might run a little more triangle on one side. But I think the other thing is if we don't get something in transition, then our three-point shooters need to understand they've got to be a little more patient. They've got to work a little harder. And maybe instead of the three-point shot, we step in and shoot a 6 instead of a 19-footer. Once we hit a couple of shots and they're feeling confident, then we can go back outside the line. But right now we need to take less threes, and just make sure that they're the type of three that we want.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Yep. Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Doan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Doan College Tigers in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader, as we're sneaking up on the tip-off of the women's ball game here in just a couple of minutes at the Osborne Sports Complex. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Doan coming in, a record of 10 wins and 6 losses on the season. They are 6-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Tigers are coming off of a couple of wins. They've got a two-game winning streak right now, beating Nebraska Wesleyan 90-68 and knocking off Mount Marty 72-64. So Doan right now tied with Hastings in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 6-5. The Broncos at 14-6 on the season. Hastings, they're going the other way. The Broncos have lost two games in a row, dropping games to Concordia and to Dakota Wesleyan over the last week or so. Broncos beaten by Concordia 59-47, and they lost to Dakota Wesleyan on Sunday up in Mitchell by the score of 50-47. So a very important ball game for Hastings College as they try to stay alive for the possible postseason tournament in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and then further down the road, a trip to the national tournament up in Sioux City. But right now, the Broncos have dug themselves a hole here on the women's side. Hastings will start the day tied with Doan for fifth place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference standings. You've got Concordia out on top to start the day. They are at 10-2. They've already won this week as they picked up a win last night over Midland as they played a Tuesday night edition of GPAC basketball. Concordia beat Midland by a score of 79-67. So Concordia has got the lead over the rest of the field now. They're sitting at 10-2. Northwestern is in there at 9-2. They've got Briar Cliff, the team we will see on Saturday. They're in there at 8-2. Morningside's at 8-3. Then Hastings and Doan tied for that fifth spot at 6-5. You've got Mount Marty in there at 5-6. A couple of games off of the pace. You've got Dakota Wesleyan at 4-7. Then Dort, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Midland running out the D-PAC standings here at women's college basketball. So it's Hastings and Doan here tonight. We'll come back and check the starting lineups. So we'll return right after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osgoyne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings getting set to take on Doan. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, free convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For the Doan College Tigers, under head coach Tracy Fairbanks, they will go with Hastings St. Cecilia product, Morgan Dubas, and one of the guards, a 5'7" and senior. Dubas averaging 7.5 points and nearly 4 rebounds per game. Cheryl Braithwaite, a 5'5" and senior from Arapahoe. She's averaging 13 points, 3 rebounds per game. Hannah Dossel, a 5'11" freshman out of Atkinson. Dossel is averaging 8.7 points, 4.5 rebounds per game. Savannah Lohmeyer is a 5'8" junior out of Milford. She's averaging 5 points, 5 rebounds per game. And Brittany Little, a 5'10" junior out of Petersburg, Nebraska, averaging 4.9 points, 3.7 rebounds per ballgame. Hastings College will go with Cammie Breckman, 5'9" sophomore out of Silver Lake. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" junior from Carmichael, California. Taz Yorig, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sydney. Kaylee Raggett, a 5'11" sophomore out of Kimball. And Alicia Stadler, a 6'1" senior out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe, Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. Broncos have struggled offensively the last two games. We'll see what happens today. That's a good sign there. Brittany Wong hitting a shot from the elbow on the right side of the lane, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 2-0. Hastings has put up only 47 points each in their last two ball games against Concordia and to Dakota Wesleyan. The other day against the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers, Hastings shot just over 20% from the field. There the ball is lost out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on Doan. Taz Yorick right in the face of the Morgan Dubas out here for the Tigers. And Hastings College will play it in. Doan will first turnover the ball game. They average 22 turnovers per ball game. So Hastings is out on top. We're early. 2-0 is a score. Broncos down the ball. Cammie Bruckman has got a free throw line extended left side. Gets it to Raggett. Her entry pass is going to be deflected away. Deflected away from a Stadler. The ball recovered here by Doan running down the floor. There's a shot taken by Hyman. Dostal is going to be no good. Out to the free throw line. Dostal picks it up. Back up. Back out to Little. A shot good. Brittany Little fires up a three ball and scores for Doan. And the Tigers are out on top by a score of 3-2. Doan now applying the pressure here in backcourt. Breckman brings it up. Goes to the far sideline. Stadler is going to have Alicia dribbling with it. Now picks it up and goes to a Breckman again. Still in the backcourt. Now she races into the offensive zone here with 5 seconds left in the shot clock. Stadler comes across the top to Brittany Wong to the right sideline and throw it out of bounds. Trying to get it to Taz Yorick over there on the far sideline. The Broncos turn it over as they throw the ball out of bounds. First turnover on Hastings. The Broncos averaging 17 turnovers per ball game. 3-2 is the score. Doan has got the early lead over the Broncos here tonight. Women's college basketball. Lohmeyer has got it as she works it down to the left side of the floor. That's a Hannah Dossel, not a Lohmeyer. Lobs it inside. The ball tipped away. It is tipped away by Stadler, and Alicia grabs the ball. A second turnover on Doan. Trying to get it inside there to a Hannah Dossel, and they came up short as Stadler got the tip. Hastings with the ball back now. Their offensive end. Raggett goes inside. Stadler has got it on the low block. Right side. Her shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler scores, and the Broncos go out on top now by a score of 4-3 in the ball game. Just underway, or we're about 2 minutes in here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Savannah Lohmeyer pulls up on the wing, now throws up a three-pointer. Her shot's going to be up. No, it's there. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Tipped out of bounds by Brittany Little of Doan. So Hastings in here in backcourt. Tigers will press back here. The Tigers, a team that is giving up 71 points per ball game on defense. Hastings second in the conference defensively, giving up only 59.2. Broncos have a 4-3 lead here in the ball game. Hastings with the ball in their offensive end. Breckman inside the free throw circle. Kicks it out here to Taz for three. His shot's way off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Brittany Little of Doan. Comes down the near sideline as they get it to Lohmeyer. And she's called for this. Taz Yorick goes right over here defensively. Lohmeyer grabs the ball. And she's called for the traveling violation right at the midcourt stripe. That is the third turnover now. Third turnover on the Tigers here in the first half of play. Hastings will play it in here in backcourt as it can be. Breckman will get things in to Taz York. Doan playing a man-to-man defense. That's Taz taking it down the right sideline. Cuts it down to the baseline. Nice bounce pass goes inside to Stadler, and she lays it in. Yori gets the assist, and Stadler gets the field goal. 6-3 the score now. Hastings College with the lead over Doan. Here the Tigers come back. Dostal on the block on the left side. Down there on the baseline, tries to lob it inside to Dubas, and she loses the ball out of bounds. Four turnovers on Doan already in the ball game. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Courtney Spahn. Coming out will be Breckman. 17-16 to play here in this first half. Hastings out on top of the Tigers. The score is 6-3. Again, the Tigers will apply some pressure back here. Stadler will get things in to Courtney Spahn down the right sideline to get the ball ahead to York. She catches up with it down here on the baseline, circles underneath the basket. There's a pass right in front of the hole to Raggett, and the ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Savannah Lohmeyer. Second turnover of the ball game on Hastings. Lohmeyer has got the ball now for Doan. Hustles into the forecourt, feeds on the wing on the left side. Morgan Dubas has got it. Her pass in the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Kaylee Raggett of Hastings. Raggett has got the ball now for the Broncos. Down the right side to Taz York. Her shot from 12. Good. Taz York scores for Hastings, and Tracy Fairbanks wants to call a timeout. Doan will call a timeout. 16:46 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break. Hastings College 8, Doan 3.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 16:46 to play. Here in the first half, 8-3 is the score. Hastings College is out on top of Doan. Tigers will come back with the ball. This is a women's men's basketball doubleheader tonight. Got the women's game between these two schools coming up at 8 o'clock this evening here on 1230 KHAS. Here's Morgan Dubas with the ball. The former St. Cecilia Hawkhead. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down by Taz York. The ball recovered here by Stadler. Now we got a foul call here in backcourt. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on the hand of Austell of Doan. That's going to be her first. That's the first team foul in the Tigers. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Madara Upanisi comes into the ball game. Upanisi scored 17 points in the ball game against the Hastings College the first time around. She's averaging 12.2 in the season. Hastings College with the ball. Here's Brittany Wong, dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Now stops, comes out here to Stadler, top of the key. Stadler, two-handed pass, comes down in the corner. That's Spahn with the ball, one and done, as she sends it out on top. Traveling violation on Wong. Third turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. 8-3 the score. Hastings out on top, 16-13 remaining here in the first half. The Broncos needing a win here, dropping a couple of games last week to Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan. Doan is on a two-game winning streak. Both teams are sitting at 6-5 with the G-Packers. A shot from the top of the key, a three-pointer there by Braithwaite, no good. And the rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. Outlet pass comes to the near side to Spahn. Long pass down to Florida Raggett. She grabs it in the lane, goes up for the shot. It's going to be up there. It's good. Kaylee Raggett scores, and the Broncos are out to a 10-3 advantage here over Doan early in this ballgame. Here's a Braithwaite with the ball on the wing. Comes out to Brittany Little. Now they're working around to Dubas, right side to Savannah Lohmeyer. He feeds it inside. That's going to be Braithwaite. Her shot is up and in. They get it in the paint there to a Cheryl Braithwaite. She scores with a left hand. And it's now a 10-5 ball game. Hastings onto a 5-point lead. Taz York has got the ball into the offensive zone. Taz on that right sideline comes out to the top of the key. That's Kaylee Raggett with it now to Alicia Stadler down in the corner to Courtney Spahn. Here's a Taz York just to the left of the circle. Entry pass deflected away from Stadler. And the ball is going to be recovered here by Brittany Little. Fourth turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Here's Doan back with the ball. Comes over here on the right side. That's going to be Upanisi with it now. Upanisi's pass across the lane. Goes to the left side, and Brittany Little grabs it, goes for the hole, and scores. Upanisi gets the assist, and Brittany Little gets the field goal. 10-7 to score now. The Broncos with a three-point lead. Here's Courtney Spahn in backcourt. Gets to the Stadler. Now to Brittany Wong into the forecourt. Wong directs some traffic out here. Now Doan will go to a zone defense here. Both Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan had success against Hastings in the zone. That time the Broncos score from the right baseline or the left baseline there. Kaylee Raggett on a short jumper. She's got 4 points in the ball game. The Broncos have a 5-point advantage now. 12-7. Hastings shooting the ball extremely well so far here in this contest. Braithwaite with the ball, and the pass is going to be deflected out of bounds, trying to get it on the left block over there to Upanisi. Boy, here comes six new players into the ball game now, three for each team. We make the rotation here at the 14-25 mark in this first half. Hastings leading by a score of 12-7. Sophia McDermott is into the ball game for Hastings. Melissa Thompson comes in there. Laurel Zwiener comes in there. For head coach Jeff Dittman, there's a shot by Upanisi that's going to be no good. Ball is lost out of bounds. It was last touched by Doan. Last touchdown there by Callie Beller, who's into the ball game as well for the Tigers. Natalie Corris is in there as well for Doan. Hastings will play things in there. Out on top by a score of 12-7. Down the right sideline, Josie Schomp. Also into the ball game on the dribble. Comes out to McDermott. She loses control of the ball. It is picked up here by a Beller coming back the other way. Her pass to a Corris. She loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. So Hastings turns it over for the fifth time. But Doan, they do the exact same thing in the opposite end here. That's their sixth turnover of the ball game. Hastings will play things in. Laurel Zwiener has got the ball down the right sideline to Courtney Spahn. Down to Zwiener again in the center of the floor, still in backcourt. Gets it across the midcourt stripe to a Josie Schopp. Down to McDermott. Sophia with the ball out here in three-point territory. Stomps goes on a high post to Zwiener. Her shot from the elbow is going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is brought down here by the Doan College Tigers. That's Ashley Daly with the ball. Daly gets it to Corris. Now they move it down in the corner. Here's a skip pass over on the left wing. Back out to the top of the key. A three-pointer put up there by Daly is no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Dostal. She drives the ball against Zwiener. Shot good. Anna Dostal scoring there. Now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Not happy with his second group of players who just checked in there. 13 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break. Hastings 12, Doan 9.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Other games going on in the conference tonight in women's basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan playing in Sioux City against Briar Cliff. Morningside is at Northwestern tonight. Good matchup there. Mount Marty is playing in Sioux Center against the Dort College Defenders. Doan College here against Hastings College. 12-9 is the score. Hastings with an early three-point lead here in the ball game. Here's Josie Schomp with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Courtney Spahn. Now over here to a Sophia McDermott, left side of the circle. Cross-court pass goes back to the right side to Spahn. Now to a Josie Schomp. Entry pass deflected away from Laurel Zwiener in the sixth turnover here on Hastings College. Running back the other way, the Tigers have the ball. Here's Ashley Daly driving in the lane. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. And the ball is brought down here by Courtney Spahn. Courtney has got it now for Hastings College as he races the ball back the other way. Stops at the free throw line. Dumps it off inside to Thompson. Her shot is no good. The ball tapped out of there. And it's picked up by Hannah Dostal for Doan. Tigers come back the other way. Ashley Daly has got the ball. Daly now to a Beller out here in three-point territory. Hastings playing a man-to-man defense. Here comes that first group back in there. In fact, five new players come down to the bench, come down to the scorers table here for Hastings. It's a 12-9 ball game. Hastings is out on top by 3 points here. Doan working with the ball. 7 seconds left in the shot clock. Beller over on the wing, picked up by Josie Schomper. Pass is going to be deflected, and it's going to be intercepted here by Thompson. Melissa Thompson gets it ahead. Now to McDermott. Now to Courtney Spahn. Drives for the hole. Shot good. Courtney Spahn scores, and Hastings now with a five-point lead again. 14-9 to score. We're down to 12 minutes and 11 seconds to play here. Women's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. There's Ashley Daly with the ball. Comes out on top. There's a wild pass back inside, and the shot's going to be up and in. That's going to be a Upanisi. Madara Upanisi scoring there for Doan. And it's now a 14-11 ball game. A three-point lead for Hastings College. There's a Josie Schomp with the ball out in three-point territory. Gives it out here to Courtney Spahn. Now to Schomp again on the wing. Hops into the lane. Tries to dump it away. She does to Thompson. Her shot is up and in. Josie Schomp with the assist there. It's now a 16-11 ball game. Here's a shot taken by Beller that's going to be up and in just from the elbow on the right side of the lane. Callie Beller scores there. And the Tigers going toe-to-toe here with the Broncos in this first half. 16-13, about halfway through. This is Courtney Spahn with the ball now to a Sophia McDermott, to a Josie Schomp on the wing on the right side. Dribbles once, now in trouble, has to get rid of it. Schomp comes out here to Courtney. Spot entry passes off of the fingertips of Thompson, and the ball brought out of there by Doan. Seventh turnover on Hastings. Here's Daly back with the ball now for the Tigers as it swatted loose there by Schomp, but it's picked back up by Ashley Daly. Two-handed pass comes over here to Natalie Kors, who has it tipped away by McDermott. Now they get it to the top of the key. That's going to be a Upanisi. Drives it down the lane. Dumps it away to Dostal. Twisting and turning. Her shot is up and in. Dostal working there against Laurel Zwiener. Scores just the right of the bucket. Dostal now with 4 points in the ballgame. 16-15. Hastings up by 1 point. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive end. Here's Josie Schomp to Melissa Thompson. Comes across the top to Spahn. Down in the corner, that's McDermott for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Schomp. Her shot's to be blocked down. And the ball is recovered here by Daly. Daly gets the block. Then she recovers and gets it back for the Tigers. Ashley Daly now back with the ball for the Tigers. Back in the offensive zone. Paps back and throws a three-pointer up over Spahn. It's up and in. Ashley Daly hit 3 three-pointers in the ball game against Hastings the first time around. And now the Tigers have come back to grab a 2-point lead, 18-16. We are halfway through this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Doan beat Hastings earlier this year in the ball game played in Crete, 75-74. There's Laurel Zwinger with the ball. She's double-teamed. Cross-court pass comes down to the corner. Josie Schomp fakes, drives it left side of the lane. Gets it back to a Zwinger at the elbow. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Nice pass down to Courtney Spahn, and she lays it in. Courtney Spahn just to the left of the basket scores on the baseline. She's got 2 field goals and 4 points. And now we are tied up at 18 points apiece. Here's Doan back with the ball. Ashley Daly has got it over on the wing on the left side. Top of the key to Dostal. Lobs it inside to Upanisi. Upanisi underneath the basket. Comes over here to Beller. Her shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound. A collision in the lane. And a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on. It's going to go on Doan. It's going to go a hand to Dostal. That's going to be your second team foul, number two on the Tigers. And here we're going to flush the entire court. We've got 5 new players coming in for Hastings. 5 new players coming in for the Doan College Tigers. 9:18 to play here in the first half. We are tied up at 18 points apiece. And now we got Alicia Stadler in the ball here in backcourt. Stadler gets it into a Cammie Breckman. Back to Stadler again. Alicia, two-handed pass across the midcourt stripe. Is going to be too far. It's picked off. Brittany Little has got the ball for Doan. Coming back the other way. That's going to be Cheryl Braithwaite, who's back into the ball game. Not a little. Back outside. Savannah Lohmeyer's got it. Hastings College in the man-to-man defense here. Over on the wing on the left side. Driving over there is going to be Cheryl Braithwaite. Her pass out on top is going to be deflected away by Raggett. And Kaylee Raggett grabs the ball for Hastings right at the midcourt stripe. And now an over and back violation is called here. Raggett grabs it right at the midcourt stripe. And as she was seeking some help over there, is whistled for the over and back violation. So Hastings with 9 turnovers already here in the first half. Doan has got 8. Tigers get the ball back here. That's a Morgan Dubas now out to a little at the top of the key. Moves it down in the corner to Lohmeyer. Throws up a 3-yard shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Braithwaite comes back out on the wing on the left side. Comes over here on the right side now to Morgan Dubas. Dubas out to a Braithwaite now at the top of the key. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Wong. Comes over here on the wing now to Savannah Lohmeyer. Now to Dubas. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good and a traveling violation. Morgan Dubas is whistled for the traveling violation here for Doan. That's turnover number 9 on the Tigers. 8 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the first half. We are tied up at 18 points apiece. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball for the Broncos. Brittany hustles into the offensive zone. Right-handed dribble. Moves it down in the corner. That's Taz Yorick. Dribbles the ball into the paint. Dumps it off to Stadler. And the shot is up and in. Dribble penetration by Taz Yorick. She dumps it away to Alicia Stadler, who had the easy field goal. Stadler now has 6 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 2-point lead. 20-18 is the score. Here's Braithwaite, drives for the hole, and she's fouling the play. Braithwaite is fouling the play there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Wong. That's the first team foul on Hastings. This will be a shooting situation for Doan. Cheryl Braithwaite goes to the free throw line. She's a 74% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Doan as a team is 9th out of the 11 teams in the GPAC in free throw shooting percentage. They are at 66%. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Following shot is up there. No good by Willicott. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Alicia Stadler. Gets it away now to Brittany Wong into the forecourt to Alicia at the top of the key. Drives it to the elbow. Now gives it up to Taz. Bounce pass back inside to Stadler. Drives the baseline. Puts it up there and scores. Alicia Stadler now with 4 field goals and 8 points. Hastings College has scored the last 4 in the ball game. It's now 22-18. The Broncos have the lead. Brittany Little with the ball now to a Braithwaite. Braithwaite goes over to Savannah Lohmeyer for 3. Her shot is up there. It's good. Savannah Lohmeyer throwing down a 3 ball there for Doan. The Tigers are second in the conference in 3-point shooting this week, hitting 33% of their trays. Lohmeyer bangs home her first one right there, 22-21. Hastings now with a 1-point lead. Broncos down the ball. Here's Cammie Breckman. Brings it into the offensive zone. Right-handed dribble. Doan in a zone defense here. Now they go man-to-man on this possession. Down in the corner, Stadler mishandles the ball. It's picked up by Little, and now a reaching in foul on Alicia. Stadler picks up her first personal foul. That's team foul number 2 on Hastings here in the first half. Doan will come back the other way. End of the ball game now for the Tigers will be Madara Upanisi. Upanisi in there, and coming back in for Hastings is going to be Oral Zwiener. Upanisi has been around the past couple of years. She's out of Latavia. 6 foot, a senior. Usually has their best games of the year against Hastings for some reason. Averaging 12 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. She scored 17 in that first ball game when we played Doan back in December in that contest in Crete. There's a Savannah Lohmeyer with the ball. Lohmeyer comes over here to a Morgan Dubas on the wing. Has it slapped loose, picked back up. Dubas gets it out of Lohmeyer. Moves it to the left, right side again. Drives it down to the baseline. Her shot over Cammie Breckman. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot up and in. Morgan Dubas picks it up on the hop and scores. It's now a 23-22 ball game. The Tigers with a 1-point lead. Hastings comes back with the ball. Here's a Brittany Wong with it now to Taz York on the right sideline. Taz out here in 3-point territory. Holds the ball. Moves to her left. Fires it off inside. Laurel Zwiener has got it. Back outside to Brittany Wong at the top of the circle. Wong, bounce pass on the wing. Taz for 3. Shot is up there. It's too strong. Rebound Taz York at the free throw line. A collision and a foul is called. Taz York is hit on the play there by Brittany Little of Doan. That's going to be your first. That's team foul number 3 on the Tigers. Here comes Sierra Williamson into the ball game now, replacing Laurel Zwiener. So Sierra Williamson into the ball game now for Hastings, a 6-foot freshman out of Broomfield, Colorado. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket to get it to Breckman on the baseline. Her pass deflected. Bacambi picks it back up, and now a double dribble violation is called. Breckman is hit with a double dribble violation down there. And now Doan will come back the other direction. 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Doan has got a 1-point lead over Hastings. It is 23-22. Seesaw battle so far in the first 14 minutes of this ball game. There's a pass on the wing. She'll be intercepted. Intercepted by Taz York. She drives, shoots, and scores. 10 turnovers on Doan. That one results in points at the other end. Taz York now with 4 points in the ball game. Driving back the other way is a Braithwaite. Comes out to Lohmeyer. Sets for 3. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Kaylee Raggeth. Raggeth has got the ball for Hastings. Knocked off balance there. No foul called. Raggeth gets the ball in the hands now of Taz York. As she runs her back the other way. Drives it down the lane. Bounce pass down low. It's handled there by Williamson. Too far underneath the basket to Breckman. Breckman gets it out here to Taz York at the top of the key. Taz dribbles once. Gets it now into the hands of a Brittany Wong with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Wong working left side of the lane. The Cammie Breckman entry pass. It's off of the fingertips of Williamson. And the ball is brought down here by Upanisi of Doan. Turnover number 11 already on Hastings. The Broncos average 17 on the season. 24-23. Broncos with a 1-point lead. Savannah Lohmeyer with the ball. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Braithwaite. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it up now to Upanisi. Her shot from 12 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound Brittany Little in the lane. She goes back up. Her shot no good because she's fouled. Brittany Little off the offensive board there for the Tigers. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Haley Raggett. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 on Hastings here in this first half of play. This will be a shooting situation, though, as Brittany Little will go to the free throw line. She's a 75% foul shooter in the season, 18 out of 24. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot is good. Brittany Little knocks one home there for the Tigers. She'll have one more. Into the ball game now for Doan will be Callie Beller. Callie Beller into the contest again for the Tigers. Melissa Thompson re-entering for Hastings College. We're tied up at 24 points apiece. There's a next shot that's up there and in. And now Doan has got a 1-point lead again. 25-24, the Tigers have the advantage with 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the first half. Williamson, her pass is going to be wide of the target, and another turnover on Hastings. It's brought down here by the Tigers. This is going to be Beller with it now on the wing on the left side. Beller has a slap loose. Now in the dribble. Goes down to a Upanisi on the baseline. She drives, powers it up there. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. It's going to be Doan Ball. Blocked there by Sierra Williamson of Hastings. Williamson's going to come out. And here comes Statler back into the ballgame. 4:23 to play here in the first half. The Tigers have the lead over Hastings. It is 25-24. Doan will play things in underneath their own basket. They come out here in three-point territory to Little. A shot from three is no good. Rebound, Brittany Wong. Brittany runs her back the other way on the dribble. Gets it to the top of the key. Stops there. Now to Melissa Thompson. Thompson gives it up to Taz Yorig on the wing. Now to Cammy Breckman. Entry pass again to Stadler. Goes for the basket, and the shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler with five field goals here in the first half, all from close range. Stadler with 10 points. And Hastings College out to a 26-25 advantage. Neither team has been able to put a run together so far here in this first half. Here's Braithwaite, takes it down on the baseline, loses control of the ball, and it's out of bounds. Doan with 11 turnovers. Hastings has got 12 turnovers. Anna Dostal comes into the ball game now for Doan, replacing Brittany Little. 26-25 is the score. The Broncos have a one-point lead. Hastings with the ball. There's Alicia down here in backcourt. Taz Yorig was wide open down the floor here. They can't get her the ball, and they're not looking up there and seeing her. Now they get it over there to the wing. To Taz, she spins right side of the lane. Now gives it up to Breckman. Hops inside the free throw circle. Comes over here to Brittany Wong. Wong out here. Feeds over on the deep wing to Taz Yorig. To Melissa Thompson. Out of Brittany Wong. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. She takes it down to the baseline. Lobs it in the lane. The ball is loose. It comes out here to 3-point territory. Had a shot clock violation on Hastings. So a shot clock violation on Hastings. That's their 13th turnover in the first half. Here comes Ashley Daly back into the ball game now for Doan. Daly is a 5'8" senior out of Holdridge. Daly averaging 5.8 points and 2.4 rebounds per ball game. Morgan Dubas with the ball on the wing and right side. Back out to Upanisi. Your shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rattles out of there, and the rebound comes down to Statler of Hastings. Down to Brittany Wong into the forecourt to Cammy Breckman. Breckman comes out inside the free throw circle. That's Statler with the ball. Statler down to Taz Yorick. Your shot for three is going to be no good. And the ball is going to be brought down there on the baseline by Hannah Dostal of Doan. Tigers are down by a point. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. They're in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Daly goes inside. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Morgan Dubas. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Back the other way is going to be Cammy Breckman. She has it knocked loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. End of the ball game for Hastings will be Sophia McDermott. Coming out will be Taz Yorick. End of the ball game for Doan is going to be Cheryl Braithwaite, and she replaces Morgan Dubas. 26-25, the Broncos with a one-point lead, 2:38 to play here in the first half. Cammy Breckman has got the ball. Now to McDermott on the wing. Entry pass to get it to Stadler. Stadler works right in front of the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Throws it back out here to Wong for three. Shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Upanisi. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Here come the Tigers. They bring it to the near side down to a Braithwaite. Moves it out on the baseline as they work against Sophia McDermott. Back outside at three-pointers. Put up and in. Callie Beller knocks down a tray. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Tigers go out on top. It is Doan 28, Hastings 26. Here's Melissa Thompson breaking the pressure. She drives it toward the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Hannah Dostal. Dostal gets it away. Here comes Doan now with 2 minutes to play here in this first half. That's Ashley Daly with the ball. Nice pass underneath, and a shot by Upanisi is up and in. Madara Upanisi scoring there for Doan. She's now got 4 points, and now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 1 minute, 47 seconds to play here in the first half. It's Doan 30, Hastings 26.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 30-26 is the score. The Tigers out on top of Hastings here tonight. Women's college basketball. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Courtney Spahn has got it as she will get things in now to Brittany Wong. Hastings down by 4 points. Brittany Wong into the forecourt to Courtney Spahn, inside to Alicia Stadler. She comes to the near sideline to McDermott. Back inside to Melissa Thompson. Her turnaround jumper is no good. Rebound to Upanisi. Madara Upanisi with a rebound. Here come the Tigers back the other way on the wing. They feed it inside, down low. A shot is taken. It's going to be knocked out of the hands of Alyssa Willicott. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch by Willicott down there. So Hastings will play things in. They're trailing by 4 points here. Courtney Spahn has got the ball for the Broncos here in backcourt. Dribbling here as the backcourt pressure being applied by Callie Beller of Doan. Spahn brings it into the offensive zone. Now stomps out here in trouble, gets it away. That's a Brittany Wong in the baseline. Brings it up high. A pass deflected away from Stadler. The ball is going to be recovered here by Braithwaite. She drives, shoots, and scores. Turnover on Hastings, number 14 here in the first half. Braithwaite gets the easy field goal at the other end, and the Tigers are out to a 6-point lead. 32-26 is the score. Here's Sophia McDermott. Stops here at the top of the key in a traveling violation. Sophia McDermott trying to get rid of the ball, and she's called for the traveling violation. 15 turnovers now on Hastings. Here comes McDermott out of the ball game. Taz Yorick back in. Josie Schomp comes back in. Brittany Wong is also going to check out. Under a minute to play. Doan has built a 6-point lead, 32-26 in women's college basketball tonight. Tigers have the ball. Ashley Daly in the deep wing right side of Upanisi at the top of the key. Drives the ball against Stadler. Jump pass goes to the far sideline now. That's Callie Beller with it. Beller calling the play. Now circles around to the right wing. Ball tipped out of bounds here by Josie Schomp. So Hastings will play things in here on the near side. Brother Doan will play things in here on the near sideline. 28 seconds to play in the first half. 32-26. Hastings trailing by 6 points. Here's a Beller with the ball. She moves it to the left side of the floor. Bounce pass goes inside. Here's a shot by Upanisi that's going to be blocked there by Stadler. Alicia grabs the ball. Now to Courtney Spahn with 17 seconds to play. Spahn gets it down to four. They get it to Melissa Thompson. Back out here to Spahn. A three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot good. Alicia Stadler with 12 points here in the first half. Broncos are trailing 32-28. Back the other way. Here's Beller from about 40. Her shot is no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So the first half of the books tonight in women's college basketball. The Broncos have the lead throughout much of that first half of play, but Doan has come back to grab the halftime advantage. It is Doan 38, Hastings College 20. Actually, Doan 32, Hastings College 28. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Yes. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS at halftime of the women's ball game. Is now the Tigers out on top of Hastings by the score of 32-28. Hastings got off to a great start here tonight. In fact, they got up by 7 points early at 10-3. But then Doan came back. They eventually went ahead at the 10-minute mark at 18-16. Hastings went ahead 22-18. Doan again came back to grab a one-point advantage at 25-24. Doan is led by as many as 4 points here in the first half at 30-26. They also lead by 4 points here at halftime. The score is 32-28 as the Tigers have the lead over Hastings College here tonight. And the other action going on in the GPAC this evening, Nebraska Wesleyan is playing in Sioux City against Briar Cliff. Morningside is playing in Orange City against Northwestern. Doan here against Hastings College, and Mount Marty is playing at Dort College tonight. There was one game in the GPAC in women's college basketball last night. Concordia beat Midland by the score of 79
62-62. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll check the first half numbers as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, halftime again. Doan has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 32-28. Scoring for Hastings in the first half. Alicia Stadler, boy, she's been most of the offense. She's got 6 field goals and 12 points for Alicia. The other scorers, Taz York has got 4 points. Kaylee Raggeth has got 4. Courtney Spahn has got 4. 2 points for Brittany Wong and 2 points for Laurel Zwiener. Hastings has not been to the free throw line here in the first half of play. The Tigers being led right now by Brittany Little. She has got 6 points. Callie Beller is hit for 5. 4 points for Hannah Dostal and 4 for Cheryl Braithwaite. 3 points for Savannah Lohmeyer. 3 for Ashley Daly and 2 for Morgan Dubas. Doan in that first half, they shot only 4 free throws altogether. They were 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. And again, Hastings with no charity tosses in the first half of play. Hastings shooting 14 out of 25 here in the first half for 56%. Hastings 0 out of 6 on three-pointers and nothing from the free throw line. The Tigers are hitting 13 out of 30 from the field tonight for 43%. Doan is 4 out of 10 on three-pointers for 40%. They are 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for 50%. Doan out rebounding Hastings 15-12 here in the first half, including 7-4 on the offensive end. Hastings already with 12 turnovers in the ball game. Actually, Hastings has got 16 turnovers in the ball game. The Tigers have got 12. So Hastings with 16 turnovers. They've got 3 block shots and 5 steals in the first 20 minutes. Doan has got 12 turnovers. They've got no block shots and 9 steals. Again, Hastings College is trailing the Doan College Tigers here at halftime on a score of 32-28. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week, and then Tyson Urbanek will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the January clearance sale at Rogers Incorporated. Save on the Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers and dryers, microwaves, and more. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months on a qualifying appliance purchase $499 or more. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
This week's KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Hastings College women's basketball star Frankie Peterson. Frankie, a sophomore from Cambridge, Nebraska, is majoring in biology with a 3.81 GPA. On the court, Frankie started some games in her freshman year and has played in all games this year in her sophomore season. She's averaging 4.4 points a game and 2.8 rebounds. She scored a career-high 14 points versus York this season. In the classroom, Frankie's on the Dean's List for the fall of 2010 and the spring of 2011. In her free time, she enjoys reading, eating, and watching movies. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service both this business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around, but the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Bronick with you. Earlier this week, I had the opportunity to visit Hastings College during Martin Luther King Day as they had a lecture from Dr. Charles McKinney. Caught up with him over at Hastings College before he spoke to the students. Here's what he had to say. With that, let's first of all, Dr. Charles McKinney, let's just talk a little bit about your talk today at Hastings College, your lecture today at Hastings College, Education That Changed a Nation. Just sort of elaborate on some of the things you're going to be talking about today.
Sure. Thanks for having me, first off. One of the things I want to do is to help students, particularly students, right, to remember that before King was an icon, before he was a national civil rights hero, he was a student, right? And it's one of the things I think we have to remember that King, there's more to King than 1955 to 1968, right? The Montgomery to Memphis narrative that we're all so familiar with, and that's going to get, you know, that's going to get told over and over today and next month too for Black History Month probably as well, right? So one of the things I want to remind students of is that King, as an undergraduate at Morehouse College, is somebody who is searching. He wants to do well and he wants to do good in the world. He wants to advance causes of justice, but he doesn't know how. He doesn't know whether or not he wants to do that through the ministry. He doesn't know whether or not he wants to be a doctor or a lawyer. He's trying to figure that out. And college was the place that helps him to figure that out. He's given the tools by a set of professors at Morehouse who then, once they've given him these tools, right, these intellectual tools, these scholarly tools, these religious tools, he's then able to make the decision that, okay, I think the ministry is for me, right? I mean, obviously, he'd faced a lot of pressure at home. I mean, his father was a minister. Both of his grandfathers were ministers. His great-grandfather was a minister. We've got him on his great-grandfather on record joining a Baptist church in 1850, right, and was a preacher for slaves as well as whites. And so, you know, preaching was in King's blood. And so, but it's at Morehouse, and it's in the context of a liberal arts education, getting, being exposed to all of these different ideas, different ideologies, these different thinkers, and it's in that context where he's able to make the decision to join the ministry and make the decision about how specifically he's going to have an impact on the larger society.
So, and specifically, having this lecture at Hastings College, also a liberal arts college, you're talking with the students and letting them know that they're going to find their path to the future through education.
Yes, exactly, exactly. I'm going to tell these students that, you know, they are going to be exposed to many of the same dynamics that King was exposed to back in the 1940s. They're going to have, you know, freshmen, hey, take advantage, right? Seniors, I hope you took advantage, right, of this access to learning about literature and art, you know, fiction, sociology, psychology, philosophy, religion. You know, take advantage. It's a buffet. Eat a little bit of everything, right? Because that's going to best prepare you for life beyond college, and is also going to best prepare you to live a life of service, right? Because one of the objects of the game in a liberal arts education is for you to get all of these disparate bits of knowledge and to figure out how they're connected.
One final question, then I know you have to go up and speak to some of the people at the college today, but when we look at the civil rights movement in the 1960s and we fast forward to things that are going on today, and just in specifically like the Occupy protests that are currently going on, Martin Luther King, when you think about it, he really kind of gave people that power, gave people that voice that for the civic protest, for the, you know, the obedient protest. Is that true? And in that case, are we still seeing some of his practices being taught today?
Yes, I think we are. I think the Occupy movement is a classic example of nonviolent direct action protest, right? They're like, hey, you know what? Instead of launching, you know, instead of launching bombs and instead of strafing Wall Street, right? Or, you know, engage in some sort of aggressively violent, disruptive action. These folks are taking a play right out of the civil rights playbook by saying, look, you know what? We're going to occupy Wall Street, right? We're going to occupy these particular spaces to draw attention to these issues, right? And so just like in the 1960s, where you see people asking, well, what's the point of sitting in at Woolworths? What's that about? What's the point of that, right? Well, you see the point of that now, right? You see how that movement spread. So the sit-ins became not simply about getting service, getting a hamburger at Woolworths. It's about, you know, forcing people to confront the larger issues, the larger reality of racial segregation in the American South and outside of the American South, for that matter. So Occupy is doing the same thing, right? It's amazing to watch. It's kind of funny, actually, to sit and watch, you know, the morning news shows on Sundays, spend all this time asking about what's the message of the Occupy movement. What's the point? What's the message? Well, this is the point, right, is to get you to talk about the Occupy movement. That's part of the point. Part of the point is, you know, your next segment's going to be about economic inequality in America, right? Would you be talking about economic inequality in America in 2012 had there not been an Occupy movement? Probably not, right? So that's the point, right, is to have, I mean, that's one of the points at least, right, is to have these larger conversations so that people can sort of suss out for themselves, okay, yeah, well, okay, this is something that I agree with over here that they've said, and here's some other things that I'm not quite sure about, but hey, you know what, we're having this conversation, and that is a very, I mean, and that's one great big fat sign of success as far as I'm concerned.
Once again, Dr. Charles McKinney speaking at Hastings College today, Education That Changed a Nation. Dr. Charles McKinney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, some other scores. Morningside is out on top of Northwestern, 38-36. They're at halftime. At halftime, it's Briar Cliff leading Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 35-33. And it is Dort College out on top of Dakota Wesleyan. The score 35-28. They're also at the halftime break. Hastings College here trailing Doan by the score of 32-28. As we start half number two, Doan has the opening possession. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Here's a Braithwaite down on the baseline. Drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Braithwaite. Follow shot is up there. It's knocked out of her hands. And let's see. One official points the Broncos' way. The other one points Doan's way. So it's going to be a Tiger ball. It's a ball was knocked out of bounds there by Stadler. Attempted shot there by Cheryl Braithwaite. So Doan will play things in. They get it right into the lane. There's a short jumper by Dostal up and in. That was too easy. Hannah Dostal scoring there for the Tigers. She's now got 6 points in the ball game and a short jumper about to 5 feet right in front of the basket. 34-28 is the score now. The Broncos are down by 6 points. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Doan. Taz Yorg has got the ball for Hastings on the wing on the right side. Taz dribbles with the ball, comes out to Cammie Breckman. Doan is now in the zone defense to begin the second half. Down in the corner is Taz Yorg trying to get away. Trapped down here in the corner, feeds it inside to Stadler, kicks it out here to Breckman. Dries, and her shot is up there and in. They had a double team on Alicia. She gives it up to Cammie Breckman, who drives her way to the hole and scores off the window. That is the first field goal of the ball game by Breckman. Hastings now down by 4 points. It's 34-30. Here's Doan with the ball back in their offensive end. Lohmeyer's got it. Comes out to Brittany Little. Now he's swinging left side. That's a Cheryl Braithwaite. Bombs it inside, grabbing the ball there. A shot by Dawson is going to be deflected. The ball is loose and is picked up by a Braithwaite for Doan. Keeps it alive down to Lohmeyer. Her shot for three is up there. It rattles off, no good. Rebound Little. Brittany Little has got it. Third time could be a charm here for the Tigers. Lohmeyer's got it on the baseline left side. Picked up by Cammie Breckman. Lohmeyer brings it out in three-point territory. Lobs the ball inside. It's going to be tipped away. That's going to be picked up again by Doan. Here's Morgan Dubas. Two-pointers up and in. Morgan Dubas from the wing on the right side scores. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Coach not happy with the rebounds again. The Broncos were absolutely mauled on the boards up in Mitchell, South Dakota on Sunday against Dakota Wesleyan. They lost the rebounding war in the first half, 15-12. But that time, 3-4 shots in the hole there for the Tigers. They finally get one to go down. We got a timeout, 18-17 remaining in the first half. It's now, or actually in the second half, it's Doan 36, Hastings 30.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Campy Bruckman's pass on the far sideline was deflected back out of bounds there by the Tigers. So Hastings will play things in. 18:01 to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing by six. It is 36-30 to the Tigers. Doan beat Hastings earlier this year, 75-74 down in Crete. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball on the right side of the lane. Comes back out to Cammie Breckman. Drives it down the left side of the lane to the baseline. Here's a pass underneath. A shot by Taz Yorg is no good and a shot clock violation. Shot clock violation is that one to draw iron by Taz Yorg underneath the hole. So Hastings will give it away. That's going to be 17 turnovers now on Hastings in the ballgame. They only averaged 17 in the season. But we still got 17-43 to play in the ballgame. Doan has got their biggest lead now at 36-30. Here's a Cheryl Braithwaite. Comes over here on the wing on the left side to a Brittany Little. Drives it down the lane. Her scoop shot over Raggins is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stadler. Out. Pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Braithwaite. Comes over here to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer back out to Dubas. Fakes the three and a traveling violation. Doan has now got 13 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings College has got 18. 36-30 is the score. The Tigers out on top by six. Hastings with the ball. Back in their offensive zone. Taz Yorg has got it. They work against the zone. Lobs it inside to Stadler. Shot is up there and in. Alicia Stadler scoring. She's now got 14 points in the ball game. Another assist there for Taz Yorg. Hastings back to within 4 points, 36-32. Doan with the ball in their offensive end. Down in the corner. Now the lob it to the opposite corner on the right side to Brittany Little. Back outside to Braithwaite. Her entry pass deflected away. Picked up by Dubas. 12-footer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound again. That's a Lohmeyer with the ball. Sends it down in the corner to Braithwaite. The Lohmeyer works it back inside to Dubas. Double team. Kicks it back out on the wing. Faking the three. Now driving the ball to the hole is Lohmeyer. And she's hacked to the arm. And a foul is going to go here on Stadler of Hastings. Alicia Stadler picks up the foul for the Broncos. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one of the Broncos here in the second half. And going to the free throw line for Doan will be Savannah Lohmeyer. She's got 3 points so far and a three-pointer in the first half. 63% foul shooter in the season, and her shot is up and in. She'll get one more. Now the Tigers lead by 5 points at 37-32. Into the ball game for Hastings will be Josie Schomp. Coming out will be Taz York. 37-32, 16:42 to play here in the ball game. Here comes the next shot by Lohmeyer. It's up there. Nothing but twine for Lohmeyer. And now Doan with a 38-32 advantage again. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Pressure here by the Tigers in backcourt. With the ball is Courtney Spahn. Comes over here to Brittany Wong into the forecourt. Right-handed dribble. Josie Schomp now. Free throw line extended right side. Lobs it inside to Alicia Stadler. Now to Wong for three. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Brittany Little of Doan. Little dribbles out of there. Goes to the far sideline to Savannah Lohmeyer. Into the offensive zone, down the right sideline. Tigers have a 6-point lead. They lob it inside to a Upanisi. She works, double team, goes up for the shot anyway. It's going to be blocked down by Stadler. Alicia grabs the ball for the Broncos. Down to a Kaylee Ragus. She drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is tapped out. It's picked up by Morgan Dubas. Dubas has got it now for Doan. As she runs her back the other way, holds up now. Pass comes out on top. It was deflected, but it's picked up by Lohmeyer. Out here in three-point territory. Now to Cheryl Braithwaite. Just beyond the three-point arc. Moves to her left against Brittany Wong. Comes over to Little. Entry pass to Upanisi. Down the near sideline to Lohmeyer. Takes it down to the baseline on the dribble to a Upanisi. And her shot is up and in. Madara Upanisi scoring there for Doan. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and the Tigers have their biggest lead of the ball game. It's 40-32 with 15 and a half minutes to play here in the contest. Entry pass to get it to Ragus. Her shot off the glass is going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound. Courtney Spahn was going for the rebound. And we'll see. This one's going to go against Doan. Underneath the hole there, personal foul on the Tigers. It's going to go on Savannah Lohmeyer. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Tigers. Here comes Laurel Zwiener into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Statler. Hastings College trailed at halftime by a score of 32-28 to the Tigers. Doan now out on top by a score of 40-32. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Josie Schopp. She has it swatted out of her hands out of bounds. Over there defensively for Doan with Cheryl Braithwaite. So Hastings will try it again. This time it'll be Courtney Spahn inbounding from the corner on the far sideline. She's got the ball, gets it into a Josie Schopp as she comes to the ball. Now lobs it inside to Zwiener. Nice pass to Kaylee Ragus, and the shot is up and in. Zwiener gets the assist. Kaylee Ragus gets her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. Hastings now within six, 40-34. There's a Callie Beller with the ball now for Doan. That second unit is in there. Right now for head coach Tracy Fairbanks to get it inside to Upanisi. Her shot in the way is going to be no good, and the ball is brought out of there by Courtney Spahn. Dribbles behind her back to bring it into the offensive zone. Spahn has got it down for the Broncos to Josie Schopp. Entry pass to get it to Zwiener. Right side of the hole, Zwiener. Bounce pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted here by Cheryl Braithwaite. Another turnover on Hastings. That's 19 for the ball game. There's Ashley Daly with the ball now for the Tigers. Down in the corner to Dostal. Dostal gets it to Upanisi. Her shot from the left side of the lane from 10 is no good. Rebound comes down to Kaylee Ragut of Hastings. 14 and a half to play. Hastings down by 6. 40-34. Broncos with the ball. There's another pass deflected and intercepted. Intercepted again, this time by a Callie Beller. As Beller brings it back on the dribble now for the Doan College Tigers. On the wing, that's going to be Braithwaite to get it inside to Upanisi. Back out to April Daly. Swings it left side. Now that's a Hannah Dostal. Inside to Upanisi. She drives against Laurel Zwiener. Her reverse layup is up there. It's no good. Zwiener grabs the rebound for the Broncos. Outlet pass to the far sideline to Courtney Spahn. Here come the Broncos now. They're trailing in the ball game by 6 with 14 minutes to play. Now we got a whistle away from all the action, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Doan. It's going to go on Hannah Dostal. That's going to be her third. Briar Cliff leading Nebraska Wesleyan 38-37. They got 18 and a half minutes to play in that ball game in Sioux City tonight. Dort is out on top of, actually Mount Marty is out on top of Dort 49-42. They got 12 minutes to play in that ball game in Sioux Center tonight. Hastings trailing here by 6, 40-34. Broncos have the ball. We're inside the 14-minute mark here in the ball game. Courtney Spahn, they get it to Laurel Zwiener, backs up, spins in the lane, puts up a shot, it's going to be up there, it's no good, Zwiener is knocked down, no foul called. Rebound comes down to Doan, and now they got a foul called here. It's going to be an intentional foul called here on the Tigers. I think somebody slapped Laurel Zwiener down there as she was getting up, so an intentional foul. That's going to be, I think, on Upanisi. Upanisi and Zwiener were battling for the loose ball down there in the lane of Hastings. No foul was called. I think as Upanisi got up, she just slapped Laurel Zwiener down there. It's going to be an intentional foul called on Upanisi. That's going to be the case. We're going to have Upanisi being hit with a personal foul, an intentional foul, and then Hastings will get the ball back here. So the Broncos are going to have two shots here as Laurel Zwiener will go to the free throw line for the Broncos, and then Hastings will get the ball back because of the intentional foul. So Upanisi, I just slapped Laurel Zwiener down there on the floor as they were getting up after the scramble for the loose ball. The official standing right there. And Zwiener to the free throw line. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. That is the first free throw of the night that Hastings has shot, and it comes at the 13:42 mark of the second half. That's the first free throw for the Broncos. Here comes the second one right here by Zwiener. That one is good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. That gives Doan a five-point lead now at 40-35. But now Hastings, because of the intentional foul, will get the ball back here. So 40-35, Hastings down by 5 points. Broncos will play it in from underneath their own basket here. Alicia Stadler comes back in for Zwiener. Now they get it in here to Thompson. Another toot of the whistle and another foul is going to be called on Doan. This one is going to go on April Daly off of the inbound. So Daly commits the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four in the Tigers here in the second half. Hastings again will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's going to be McDermott getting it in to Stadler. She has it tipped out of her hands, out of bounds on the far sideline. Alyssa Willicott getting her hands on the ball there for the Doan College Tigers. Willicott is a 5'11" sophomore, a former Blue Hill Bobcat. 40-35 is the score. Here's Hastings on the offensive attack. Spahn has got the ball. Trying to spin it to free throw line. Now it's knocked loose and the scramble is on. Now we got a jump ball again. That's going to be a Little getting in there, tying up Courtney Spahn. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos. So again, Hastings will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 40-35, the Tigers have the lead. 13 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in this one. And now they're going to put 20 seconds up on the shot clock. 20 seconds on the shot clock here as Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. This is like the third time Hastings has played it in from down here with no results. Alyssa Thompson in the lane, kicks it out here to McDermott. Courtney Spahn at the top of the key. Now to Josie Schopp, dribbles at the elbow, puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Doan. Morgan Dubas with a rebound. Gives it away. Callie Beller into the forecourt. Now to Brittany Little to the free throw line. That's Dubas with the ball. Dubas goes over to Beller on the right sideline. Now she picks it up right here at the top of the three-point circle. Out to Little for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Alicia Stadler of Hastings. Now to Melissa Thompson to McDermott. McDermott won't tuck the shot. On the dribble comes back out in the three-point territory. Passed up a little seven-footer. There's Stadler in the lane. She wheels, can't go up the shot. Now to Josie Schopp. She drives it, and a traveling violation is called on Schopp. 21 turnovers on Hastings College here in the ballgame. Schopp comes out. Here comes Taz Yorick back into the ballgame. 40-35 is the score. Josie Schopp is a transfer from Doan. Now playing here for Jeff Dittman at Hastings College. 40-35 is the score. It's a five-point lead for the Tigers. Doan has got the ball in their offensive zone. Morgan Dubas drives into the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Stadler. Alicia grabs the ball. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline. That's a Courtney Spahn. Good job there by Stadler with a block and the recover. There's a Taz Yorick. She takes it into the paint. The foul is going to be called here on Doan. So not only did Stadler get the block shot there, and she recovers the ball and gets it quickly up the floor on the Bronco transition. Now a personal foul is going to be whistled on Callie Beller of Doan. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five on the Tigers. Hastings will play it in. Still trailing in the ballgame by a score of 40-35. Inside to Stadler. She wheels, and the ball's going to be tipped away. It is picked up by Dubas of Hastings. Morgan Dubas has got it back. Or Morgan Dubas for the Doan College Tigers, a former Hastings St. Cecilia product. Out here to Ashley Daly in three-point territory. Lobs it inside. Grabbing the ball is Willicott. Double team. Comes to the free throw line to Little. Shot is up there and in. Willicott got down deep in the lane. She kicks it back to the free throw line. Brittany Little throws up the jumper. She's now got 8 points in the ballgame. And now the ball is tipped out of bounds here in backcourt. 11 minutes and 58 seconds to play. Doan has now got a 7-point lead at 43-35. The Tigers have led by as many as here in the second half at 40-32. Here's Hastings College with the ball in backcourt. Courtney Spahn has got it down the near sideline to Taz Yorick. Inside to Alicia Stadler. Back out to Taz. 15-footer up there around the rim. Falls off. No good. Courtney Spahn comes the rebound. Spahn on the baseline. Comes back out to McDermott. Fakes the three. Shovels off inside to Thompson. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound Stadler, and she's fouled into play. Again, the Broncos missing easy opportunities right underneath the basket. There's a personal foul going to be called there on Brittany Little of Doan. That's going to be her second. Team foul number six in the Tigers. So Doan has got six team fouls here in the second half. Hastings with only one. Going to the free throw line will be Stadler of Hastings. She's got 14 points in the ballgame. And her free throw is up there and in. Stadler about the only person doing a job on the offensive side of things for Hastings College here tonight. Stadler now with 15. Then we've got to Kaylee Raggett with 6. Everybody else below that. 42-36. Hastings staying right with the Tigers. Here comes Madara Upanisi back into the ballgame now for Doan. It's going to be Alicia Stadler going back to the line. Her shot is up there is good, so she hits a couple of free throws. Hastings now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight as a team. And Doan is out to a 5-point lead at 42-37. Women's college basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. At the men's game coming up next, Doan with the ball. Brittany Little left side of the lane. Lobs it out here, top of the key. Braithwaite down to Lohmeyer. Right side, moves it down on the baseline to Morgan Dubas. Entry pass to Upanisi, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Kaylee Raggett. That's going to be her second. So Madara Upanisi now goes to the free throw line for Doan. She's got 6 points on 3 field goals tonight. Her shot is up there. It's good. Madara Upanisi scoring there. She's a 67% foul shooter on the season. Now 51 out of 75 from the free throw line this year. Upanisi had 17 points in the first ball game against Hastings. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Broncos. Sophia McDermott down the left sideline. Hastings with the ball, trailing now by 6 points at 43-37. That's a Frankie Peterson with it now at the top of the key. Goes over on the wing to McDermott. Now to Stadler. Inside, now to Raggett. The shot is up there and in. That time they pull Alicia away from the basket. And they dump it right down low to Kaylee Raggett, who scores. And now the Broncos within 3 points, actually 4 points at 43-39. 10:47 to play. Ball tipped away by McDermott, but it's recovered here by Cheryl Braithwaite. To Upanisi at the free throw line, drives it left side of the lane against Taz Yorg. Moves it down on the baseline and a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Dubas of Doan. That's going to be the 14th turnover on the Tigers. So it's going to be Hastings playing it in here in backcourt. 10 minutes and 38 seconds to play. In the ballgame, Hastings trailing 48-39. Here's Taz Yorg getting away. She goes up with a shot. No good, but she's fouling the play. Taz Yorg breaks the pressure, outraces that Doan defense. And she's fouling the play here by Dubas at the other end. That's the first foul on Dubas. Team foul number 7 on Doan. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Taz Yorg. She has got 4 points in the ballgame on a couple of free throw, on a couple of field goals. And her first free throw of the night is up there. It's going to be no good. Taz a 69% foul shooter in the season. She'll have one more shot here as she eyes the bucket. That one is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Upanisi. So Madara Upanisi gets the rebound to Morgan Dubas. Out of the forecourt to a Savannah Lohmeyer. Hastings playing a man-to-man defense. Lohmeyer moves it down in the corner. On the right side to a Upanisi. Skip pass comes out on top of Braithwaite. Drives the ball down to Wayne. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds again by Stadler. Boy, the Tigers unable to get anything inside. At least Stadler is roaming loose in there. Another blocked shot. Going into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Wong. Going out will be Taz Yorg. 10 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the ball game. Doan 43, Hastings 39. Tigers will play things in underneath their own hole. They get it to Upanisi. Her shot's going to be up there no good. And a rebound comes down to Stadler. She has it stripped away by Dubas. Her shot is up there no good. Rebound Stadler. Now to Frankie Peterson running back the other way. To Kaylee Raggett for 3. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Peterson tips the ball out to Brittany Wong. Wong out here at the top of the key. Moves it over to McDermott on the wing. Sophia McDermott backs it out of here against the Braithwaite. Bounce pass goes inside down to Stadler. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. 18 points in the ball game for Alicia Stadler. She had 14 in the first go around. And the Broncos are now as close as they have been for a while, 43-41, with 9 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Here in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Hannah Dostal driving it down the lane. Her left-handed shot is up there, no good. Gets her own rebound. Her pass across the lane, deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it to Braithwaite. Left to right across the baseline down there in the lane. The ball was tipped out of bounds by McDermott of Hastings. 43-41, Hastings now trailing by 2 points. Doan will play things in with 9:27 to play. They're in the ball game. They lob it here to Hannah Dossel. She drives it toward the goal. Her shot over Raggett, that's going to be no good. Rebound is brought down by Kaylee Raggett. So Hastings for the ball, now with a chance to tie or go ahead with a 3-point goal. Here's Sophia McDermott with it. McDermott goes over to Frankie Peterson. Free throw line extended left side. Out to Raggett, top of the key. Now to Brittany Wong, now to McDermott. Entry pass to get it to Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener with it back to the basket. Zwiener backs up, spins, puts it up there. Shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Savannah Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer has got it now for Doan. Down the right sideline to Cheryl Braithwaite. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Lohmeyer. Now to Morgan Dubas. Entry pass to Upanisi. Upanisi shot from seven is going to be no good. Rebound loose. It's picked up here by Peterson, and a jump ball is called. A jump ball is going to be called here. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Doan, so the Tigers will play things in. Natalie Corners comes into the ball game now for Doan, replacing Dubas. 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play. They're in the ball game. Doan continues to lead. The score is 43-41. These two teams currently tied for fifth place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's Doan with the ball, and it's right off of the knee of Natalie Corners out of bounds. Off the inbound, they try to get it to a Corners, and she lost it off of her right knee. Out of bounds, and the Tigers turn it away for the 15th time here tonight. Now Doan wants to call a timeout. We'll take a break. 8:43 to play in the ball game. It is Hastings trailing Doan. The Tigers 43, Hastings 41.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena. Hastings College trailing 43-41 to Doan. Northwestern is now out on top of Morningside to score 53-42. Dort College is playing Mount Marty tonight. Mount Marty now leading Dort 57-54. They got about 6 minutes to play in that ball game. 11 minutes to play up in Sioux City, and it's Briar Cliff leading Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 56-48. Those are the other scores for you from the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight. Hastings College has come from 8 points down here in the last 7 minutes or so. They're now trailing the Tigers by only two at 43-41. Again, the Broncos have a chance to pull ahead here with a possible three-point field goal. They have not had one tonight, however. Here's a Frankie Peterson. They get it to Stadler in the high post, out of McDermott. McDermott, cross-court pass goes to Wong. She climbs the ladder to grab that one. Brittany Wong puts it on the floor, dribbles out here. Now to Frankie Peterson. To McDermott, bombs it inside to Stadler. Back to Brittany Wong for three. Her shot is up there and in. Brittany Wong hits the first three-pointer of the ball game for Hastings, and the Broncos now have the lead, 44-43. With 8 minutes and 7 seconds to play, Brittany Wong hitting the three-pointer to give the Broncos the lead. There's Upanisi. Her shot is up there from long range. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline. Wong has got it. Brittany hustles into the forecourt. Down in the corner, Sophia McDermott. Bounce pass goes inside to Statler. Back out to Sophia. McDermott out here in three-point territory. Sends it back inside to Statler. Two-handed pass goes to Frankie Peterson. Left side of the lane. Drives it. Now lobs it down low. Statler grabs it. Nearly goes out of bounds. Statler saves it. Now to Peterson. Drives down the lane. Shot blocked down, but is recovered by Frankie Peterson. She gets it to Statler, and she lays it in. Statler now at 20 in the ballgame, and Hastings College out to a three-point lead now. 46-43 with 7:23 to play. Here's Doan with the ball. Savannah Lohmeyer has got it. Moves it to the left side out here. Left side of the lane, reverses the ball, gets it out to the top of the key to Corus, drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Her scoop shot is blocked down. The ball is recovered by Zwiener. She bounces the ball at the baseline. It's going to be out of bounds. So Hastings had the ball, but Zwiener loses the ball out of bounds. 7 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings now leading by 3 points, 46-43. Here comes Callie Beller. She's going to inbound the ball now, baseline right side, underneath her own basket. They get it to Daly. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Statler. Long pass ahead. Get it to Brittany Wong. She drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouled in the play. And Wong will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Hannah Dostal. That's going to be your fourth personal foul. Team foul number eight on the Tigers. So it's going to be Hastings going to the free throw line. Brittany Wong will toe the mark here. Wong hit that three-pointer about a minute or so ago to give Hastings the lead. Now she's at the free throw line, and her shot is up there and in. Wong is a 75% foul shooter in the season. She nails the first one right here. 47-43. Hastings now out on top. Hastings has outscored Doan 15-3 down the stretch here. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Brittany Wong. 48-43. Hastings out to a 5-point lead. Just under 7 minutes to go. Here's Dubas with the ball. The Upanisi. The Daly. Now on the wing on the right side. That's Beller with the ball. Hastings knocked back to their man-to-man defense. Out here to Alyssa Willicott. Top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside. That's going to be intercepted by Hastings, but the Doan defender fell down. And the reason she fell down, Alicia Stadler got into her and knocked her down. The third foul on Alicia. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in the second half. Doan will play things in. They get it to Upanisi. Baseline jumper is going to be too strong. Rebound is loose. Upanisi had it. Lost it. It's knocked out of her hands. Brittany Wong knocks it out of Upanisi's hands. It'll be Doan playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Tigers trailing by 5 points. They get it to Upanisi. Here's up from 7. She banks one home. Upanisi scoring there for the Tigers. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, and Doan is back to within 3. 48-45. Our last game with this bunch went down to the wire. Doan won it earlier this year, 75-74, in that contest played in Crete. Here's Frankie Peterson, fakes the 3. The ball's going to be swatted away. Now the scramble is down there in the corner. Jump ball is called, and the arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers. Nope, it's going to be pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. Underneath their own basket to the right side. 6:20 to play in the ball game. It's 48-45. Hastings with a 3-point lead. And now the officials coming over here. They reset the shot clock to 17 seconds. So 17 seconds in the shot clock. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. They get it to Frankie Peterson. Frankie moves over there against the Morgan Dubas. Her pass inside is going to be deflected, and the ball is brought down by Upanisi. Another Hastings College turnover in the ball game. That is 24. Here's a Dubas deep in the corner right side. They get it out here to Beller. Now left side. Here's Daly's three-pointer. Put up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Zwiener grabs it. Oral Zwiener has got it for Hastings. Now to Taz Yorig. Taz runs her back the other way for the Broncos down the near sideline. 5:53 to play. Hastings with a 3-point lead. 48-45. Taz Yorick dribbling with the ball out here. Finally gets it into the hands of Brittany Wong. Wong works against the Beller, drives the ball into the paint, gives it to Zwiener. First shot from 7, good. Oral Zwiener hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 5 points, and Hastings out to a 50-45 advantage here in this one. Here's Daly with the ball now to Dubas, to the elbow, to Upanisi. Her shot from the right side is no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Oral Zwiener gets another board there for the Broncos. So Hastings now with 5.5 minutes to play, has a 5-point lead, 50-45. Here's Brittany Wong out here in 3-point territory, driving the ball against Daly. Can't put up a shot. Comes across the top now. That's going to be Taz Yorick. Now to Zwiener inside. Oral Zwiener looking to get rid of it. She does. Gets into Frankie Peterson, moves it on the dribble, down low. Now drops it off inside the wing to Alicia Stadler, and she scores. Stadler now with 22, and the Broncos have opened up their biggest lead of the ball game. It's 52-45 now. With 4 minutes and 53 seconds to play. Here's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Willicott. Scramble for the loose ball. It's picked up here by Zwiener of Hastings. 52-45. Broncos have a 7-point lead in the basketball here. As we approach 4.5 minutes to play in this ball game. Brittany Wong has got it now for Hastings. Brittany dribbling with the ball. Hands it away out here. As Taz Yorick. Entry pass again to Stadler. She goes across the lane to a Zwiener on the baseline left side. Laurel Zwiener looking to get rid of it. She does. Taz has got it. Taz has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Now we got 3 seconds left in the shot clock. So it's going to be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Doan had a 43-39 lead in this ball game. Since then, they've scored only 2 points. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side. They get it into Melissa Thompson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good as the shot clock expires. Rebound comes down to Braithwaite. Braithwaite runs her back the other way. Now to April Daly. Daly out here in 3-point territory. Comes to Cheryl Braithwaite on the near sideline. She hands it away. That's Beller with the ball. Now to April Daly. on the deep wing, right side, angles toward the basket. His shot's going to be blocked out of his hands, picked up by Braithwaite. Comes back out in three-point territory. The ball's going to be intercepted. Going to be intercepted there by Jorgen, and she loses the ball out of bounds. That was Beller over here battling with Taz Jorg, but the ball was knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. And now the Tigers want to call a timeout. Tigers want to call a timeout here. 3 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the ball game. It is Hastings trailing. Actually, Hastings is out on top of Doan now. It's the Broncos 52 and the Tigers 45.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Doan had a 40-32 lead over Hastings at the 15.5 minute mark. It's now 52-45 in favor of Hastings as the Broncos have got a 20-5 run here in the second half. Here's a pass that was intercepted by Taz Jorg, but we got a foul called on Taz as the ball was knocked loose and the scramble is on, so Taz Jorg picks up the foul. That's going to be your first. So a 20-5 run for Hastings here in the second half, and the Broncos now have a 7-point lead at 52-45. We're down to 3:48 to play. Doan has got the ball. Braithwaite has got it. They lob it inside, down low. Little has got it. Double team. Goes into the lane. Now to Willa Connor. Shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Bound with a rebound. Down here on the baseline. It's picked up by Raggett. She has it knocked out of her hands, and now it's going to be Hastings' ball. So Raggett had the ball down there. Was knocked out of her hands on the baseline. Hastings will play it in. It's going to be Brittany Wong inbounding the ball here with 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Hastings looking to break a two-game losing streak here in this one. After dropping a couple of games to Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan last week, the Doan College Tigers looking to win their third straight. So they put 27 on the shot clock now. It's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball back here as they get it to Alicia Stadler. Sadler now to Cammie Breckman. Back to Alicia. The ball tipped loose, but it picked up by Breckman down the left sideline, and now a foul is going to be called. A blocking foul here on the Madara Upanisi of the Doan College Tigers. Upanisi picking up her second personal. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Doan. Going to the free throw line, the former Silver Lake Mustang, Cammie Breckman. 2 points in the ball game on a field goal thus far. Has not shot a free throw. In fact, Hastings has shot just 8 free throws all night long. Breckman is 67% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It's in. She'll get one more. Now Hastings leads by a score of 53-45. The Tigers have gone ice cold from the field here in the second half. Next shot is up there by Breckman. That's going to hit bottom as well. 54-45. Hastings now with their biggest lead of the ball game here at 9 points with 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play. There's a Beller with the ball in the deep wing, right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Launches up with 3 ball. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stadler. Alicia Stadler with the rebound. Outlet passes. Thrown out of bounds. Stadler throwing the ball out of bounds, trying to get it to Brittany Wong over there on the far sideline. And the Broncos turn it away again. 25 turnovers on Hastings. Approaching the 3-minute mark. Hastings with a 9-point lead. 54-45. There's Beller with the ball, now to Upanisi. Free throw line extended right side. They get it to Braithwaite, now inside to Upanisi. Drives the ball against Stadler. The ball knocked loose, picked up by Upanisi in a double dribble. Double dribble violation there on Madara Upanisi. We've got Doan now with 16 turnovers in the ball game. It's going to be Stadler with the ball here in backcourt. Stadler hands it away to Brittany Wong. So clear things out here. She brings the ball up against the Doan pressure. Hastings with a 9-point lead, 54-45 with 2:42 to play. Brittany Wong, bounce pass comes to the near sideline to Taz Jorg. Taz sends it to the elbow to Stadler, back out on the left wing. As Brittany Wong, down to 8 seconds on the shot clock. Breckman, entry pass to the free throw line. Stadler shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler, 24 points in the ball game, and now we got a timeout. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the game. We've got a timeout with a score of Hastings 56, Doan 45.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. We've got the men's game coming up next between Hastings and Doan. 56-45 is the score. The Broncos out on top now by 11 points, coming from 8 points down with 15 minutes to play. Hastings on a 24-5 run here since the 15-and-a-half minute mark of the second half. Briar Cliff now leading Nebraska Wesleyan 73-59 in their ball game. It's going on in Sioux City tonight. It's now Mount Marty 72 and Dort 69. Hastings out on top of Doan here, 56-45. Doan with the ball. There's a short jumper put up there and in. Brittany Little banks one home from the elbow on the right side of the lane. She has now got 10 points in the ball game, 56-47. Back to a 9-point lead for the Broncos. Now a foul here in backcourt. Hastings working against the pressure back here, and a personal foul is going to be whistled on Cheryl Braithwaite of Doan. That's going to be her first. Hastings with a tough road coming up. The Broncos will welcome in the Briarcliff Chargers coming up on Saturday afternoon. And then a week from Saturday, Hastings will be on the road playing at Northwestern. So a couple of back-to-back games that are going to be mighty tough for Hastings College, but they're hoping to get one here tonight. Cammy Breckman knocks down the free throw. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. By the way, Alicia Stadler has got 24. That ties her season high that she put up against Nebraska Wesleyan. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. Breckman now 4-of-4 from the free throw line. And Hastings is out to a 58-47 advantage over Doan at the 2-minute mark. 2 minutes to play here in the ball game, and now losing control of the ball here in the left wing is going to be Lohmeyer, but they say it was tipped out of her hands. So Doan will play things in. Brittany Little will play it in right in front of the Doan bench. Brittany Little hangs on to it, moves it down in the corner. That's Braithwaite with the ball. Brings it back to Little up high. Out here in 3-point territory, circles around, takes it to the top of the key. Gets it into the hands of Lohmeyer down low. Here's a shot taken by Upanisi, no good. Ball being battered around on the baseline, goes out of bounds. That's going to be Doan ball. So the Tigers will play things in down there with a minute and 44 seconds to play. Hastings out on top by 11, 58-47. They play things in here. That's going to be Lohmeyer. She powers her way to the basket, and a foul is going to be called. She goes up for the shot. Kaylee Raggett picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. And going to the free throw line for Doan is going to be Hannah Dostal. Hannah Dostal going to the free throw line to shoot two. She's got 6 points in the ball game. The shot is up there, and the shot is no good by Dostal. She'll get one more. Dostal is 62% foul shooter. Savannah Lohmeyer will have one more here for the Tigers as she toes the mark. Shot is up there. That one is good. That was Dostal. Anna Dostal hitting one out of two from the free throw line, and the Hastings lead is now 10, 58-48. Here's Brittany Wong racing the ball into the offensive zone here for Hastings. Wong on the dribble, and now we got a timeout from the Broncos. Jeff Dippman wants to call a timeout as we hit down the stretch. A minute and 31 seconds to play in the second half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 58, Doan 48.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos have the lead 58-48. Hastings was trailing at halftime 32-28. Trailed by 8 points about 4.5 minutes into the second half at 40-32. The Broncos then going on quite a spurt into the second half. In fact, a 20-5 run to go out on top at 52-45, and they haven't relinquished that lead here down the stretch. Broncos trying to pressure defensively back here in backcourt. Doan will play things in here on the near sideline. Brittany Little will get things in for Doan. That is Savannah Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer throws up a shot from 12 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out of Raggett of Hastings. Kaylee Raggett will hand her away here in backcourt to Brittany Wong. Hastings now with a minute and 15 seconds to play with a 10-point lead. Wong dribbling with the ball here in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Savannah Lohmeyer of Doan. That's going to be her second. That's going to send Brittany Wong to the free throw line. So Wong goes to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got 7 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the stripe tonight. Wong, a pretty fair foul shooter at 75%. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. So 10 fouls plus now on the Tigers down the stretch. Here comes Morgan Dubas back into the ball game for Doan, replacing Hannah Dostal. So Brittany Wong again will toe the mark here for Hastings. Her shot is up there. That one is in and out and back in again. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings leading by 11, 59-48. Minute and 7 seconds to play in the ball game. Beller has got it now to Upanisi. Upanisi holds it just at the top of the 3-point circle. Dribbling with the ball, moves it left side of the key. Now she's in trouble. Good defense here by Stadler. Lobs it down low, grabbing the ball as Little, and her shot is up and in. Brittany Little scoring there. She's got 12 points in the ball game. The Tigers are back within 9. 59-50 is the score. 50 seconds to play. There's a Stadler in backcourt to get it away. Down to a Cammie Breckman. Hustles into the forecourt. Breckman moves it down in the corner. Has problems with the dribble. Now gets it in the hands of Wong. Brittany Wong dribbling it to the near sideline. 14 seconds on the shot clock. 34 seconds to play in the ball game. Wong goes over to Kaylee Raggett on the wing. Kaylee dribbling with the ball. Comes out to the top of the key. Now to Taz Yorg. Sends it inside to Stadler. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. 26 points now for Alicia Stadler. 61-50. Hastings with the lead. They go inside to Upanisi. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound, Alicia. Outlet pass goes to Brittany Wong with 13 seconds to play. Broncos have an 11-point lead, and now we've got a personal foul here in backcourt. The foul is going to go on Cheryl Braithwaite. That's going to be her second. So Alicia Stadler now with a season-high 26 points in the ball game tonight. She'll be a double-double, and she's done a job on the boards as well for the Broncos tonight. Going to the free throw line will be Brittany Wong. She's got 8 points. Her shot is up there. It's good. She is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. She'll get one more. And Hastings has a 12-point lead. It is 62-50. Doan was leading 32-28 at halftime. Second shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down a little for Doan. 7 seconds to play. There's a Beller with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Upanisi at the free throw line. Over here on the wing to a Morgan Dubas. There's a jumper put up there. It's going to be no good, and that's the ball game. The Hastings College Broncos knock off the Doan College Tigers tonight in women's ball, coming from a 4-point deficit at halftime. And Hastings goes on to win by the score of 62-50. So Hastings College will improve to 15 wins and 6 losses on the season. The Broncos, more importantly, 7-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan falls to 10-7 after this one. They are now 6-6 in the conference. Again, Hastings beats Doan tonight by a score of 62-50. Back with a recap after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Good win for Hastings College tonight. The Broncos knocking off the Tigers of Doan, final score of 62-50. Hastings using a 24-5 run in the second half to propel them to the victory. So Hastings is now 15-6 on the season. They are 7-5 in the conference. Doan drops to 10-7 overall. They're now 6-6 in the conference. Hastings got out to a good start tonight. In fact, led 10-3 in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Doan came back. They eventually tie the score at 18 points apiece. The Tigers then went ahead at 25-24, had a 4-point lead at 30-26, and led 32-28 at halftime. The Tigers then open up an 8-point lead in the first 4.5 minutes of the second half at 40-32. That's when the Bronco offense got cranked up. They go on a 24-5 run. So they go from being down 40-32 to being ahead 56-45. And the Broncos were able to hold off the Tigers down the stretch. And they win it tonight by a score of 62-50. Scoring in the ball game for Doan, Brittany Little leads the way. She had 12 points. Madara Upanisi comes up with 9. 7 for Hannah Dostal. 5 points for Savannah Lohmeyer. 5 points for Callie Beller. 4 points for Morgan Dubas tonight. 4 points for Cheryl Braithwaite, and 3 for Ashley Daly. Hastings College tonight getting a season-high 26 points by Alicia Stadler. Stadler had 12 field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Stadler, 26 points in the ball game. She was the only player to reach double figures tonight for Hastings College. Brittany Wong ends up with 9. Kaylee Raggett had 8 points. Then you had Cammie Breckland come through with 6. Laurel Zwiener had 5 points. Courtney Spahn had 4. And Taz Yorick had 4. Hastings again winning in the ball game by a score of 62-50 over the Doan College Tigers. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Lynn Farrell Arena, Osborne Sports Complex. The Hastings College women's basketball team victorious tonight over Doan. Final score is 62-50. We gave you the scoring. Here are the shooting numbers in the contest tonight. The Broncos hitting 55% from the field at 25 out of 45. That's an offense that has really struggled the past two ball games, but Hastings putting up 62 points on the board here tonight despite hitting only one three-pointer. And a monster night from Alicia Stadler. 26 points and 18 rebounds for Alicia. So a double-double. And Hastings hitting 55.6% from the field here tonight. Hastings 1 out of 7 on three-pointers for 14%. And the Broncos were 11 out of 16 from the free-throw line for 68%. Doan tonight could manage only 30% shooting. They were 20 out of 65. The Tigers were 4 out of 15 on three-pointers for 26%. They were 6 out of 10 from the free-throw line for 60%. The Broncos out-rebounding Doan 35 to 31. Doan had a 16-7 advantage on the offensive glass. The Broncos had 27 turnovers in the ball game tonight, 4 block shots and 6 steals. The Tigers had 17 turnovers. They had no block shots and 15 steals. Alicia Stadler, the leading rebounder for Hastings, she had 18, 4 on the offensive end and 4 on defense. So Stadler, 26 points and 18 rebounds in the ball game for Hastings. The leading rebounder for the Tigers tonight was Anna Dostal, and she comes up with 6. So again, the Broncos win it tonight in women's college basketball. The final score, Hastings 62 and Doan 50. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as his Broncos get set to take on the Tigers in our second half with a doubleheader here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.